guys recognize your boy?
Who is that?
That is beautiful.
Hey, that's the fastest way of getting out of here, Tom. Hey! This is the Dodge Man of the Year Award. There's the shoes that I got last game of my life.
I just remember watching you play that game and thinking, oh my goodness, why is he leaving?
Because I needed you guys to take over.
But you know what, for? I remember we carried you off the field.
I have a replica of this at home. And when I look at this, you know, my whole time as an athlete flashed before my eyes. Because this is something very special to have a bust in the Hall of Fame. It's only like 167 of us alive, 287 total in the history of the game. And to wear one of these, the new Hall of Fame ring, which I would like to see Tom Jackson and Billy Thompson have one of these rings.
So, Tom, you did play with John. Can you talk about that?
Well, he came to us with tremendous physical skills. But as he progressed as a pro and as he gained confidence and we started to understand what he was capable of, which I think we really saw in the championship game in 86 against Cleveland, and once we saw it and saw his ability to thrive at the end of games, thrive when he was behind. We knew we were going to be in every game that we ever played.
It was in San Diego against the Green Bay Packers. It broke through. We had finally got the recognition that we've been looking for and deserved. I mean, when we won that, I mean, I sat in the stands, everybody was cheering, and I just sat in the stands, and the whole time being a Bronco came down. But now we were acknowledged and we were recognized as a world champion. I used to go to John's golf tournaments. And I passed John's room and he called me in. He says, I want to thank you for keeping the team in Denver. Because of you, we brought a championship to Denver. This is what John Elway said to me. I was emotionally moved when he embraced me and said, thank you.
During those years when the Broncos were not having success as a team, the reason that franchise remained in that city was because of this man. So without him, they'd be Broncos somewhere. Scottsdale Broncos. But there wouldn't be any Denver Broncos without this man.
That's why they call him the franchise.
The franchise.